Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters actual play podcast brought to you by Saga Game Studio. Last time on the Ectocast.
It looks like the hallway is now forested.
Wait, there's a vine around my neck
now?
Yes.
I'm going to cut it off.
And it starts to squeeze and pull down.
Oh, guys, there's help.
All right, well, hey, Frankie, why don't we take point and you guys follow up behind?
Not trusting her ears, Lady Ed activates her sixth sense and starts sniffing.
Something slams into you from behind. There's a dark figure, and it's looking around worried, like it's trying to figure out what to hide behind. The thing finally makes up its mind and starts to sprint, or tries to, but it keeps bouncing back to that point, and it can't quite figure out what's going on. It does not seem to be very three-dimensional. Unless you can succeed at boing, flipping him back, he definitely rips out of it.
Do you see ghosts? Are they troubling you at home or work? If so, call the Ghostbusters. We can zap, trap, and whisk your problems away. Just call us at 1-800-867-5309.
Or, you know, you can just give us your number.
Standard liability contract required.
You know,
Ghostbusters
pretty,
are not responsible. Go away, Ed. Responsible
no,
for damage
you
caused during
every,
a ghost chapter
every
event.
Year. Like, come on.
Volte on. 21.
Huh, you just barely got it.
Yeah. Woo. So thank you for the extra die.
Yeah.
No ghost die?
No ghost die. Sorry, it was a three, buddy.
Ding a dang. All right. So just as it tears itself away and it starts to bolt again.
Get back here.
Yep. You managed to boing flip it back down to the ground. but it did get a few steps away. Not far.
He's a runner.
All right. As it lurches back to the ground, the Lady Ed will dart forward while it's distracted and
stunned,
try and slash
confused.
It.
Hmm. Okay, roll it. I'm going to do an opposition roll.
Of 7.
She gets 5.
I'm a big deal.
I'm guessing sorting is probably her plus 3.
Got a big hat.
She has 8.
Wow. See?
All right, so that's a 10. That's a 20. That's a 23.
25. Oh. So as you swing the sword.
Whoa, wait. Wait. Are we still doing that rule of 3 points for 2 dice after the roll, but one of them must be the ghost die?
Sure.
I will do that.
Wait, what?
This is something we made up so that you could be able to throw brownie
points
in
more ghost die
afterwards. But extra ghost die.
Yeah, that's what he asked for. what did she roll? He roll?
25.
25. And ties go to the runner.
Well, I will tell you what does happen is what kind of a attack, like how's the sword coming at the shade?
So I imagine it's kind of like lean. It gets caught and kind of like...
Leans back a bit.
Leans
yeah.
back a bit as it tries to catch its balance. And while it's still leaning back, the front, I guess, is where the sword comes down and tries to like cut it at a diagonal.
Like an upwards to downwards slash?
Yep, coming in from the front. So if it's leaning back, it's being cut from the front.
Okay. As you bring the sword down, you hear a loud clang. And you can see that it has brought its own sword up.
What color's the sword?
It's black. It's a shadow, just like he is.
Ah.
It is.
Unguard.
Huh. Well, in that case, I'm going to Bosarn dart it.
Okay.
Wonderful idea, Mason.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Just don't roll a ghost die and hit Ed.
Is it a 10? Or are we going to a 20?
Yeah, with the person between, let's put it at a 20. I'd say it's
slightly
a hard shot.
Difficulty.
But,
yeah.
but, you know, John has it stuck helping because it's an unmoving target. and any upper movement is being controlled by the Lady Ed, so it's kind of distracted. It seems like an extra two dice through help.
Totally
to
reasonable.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds like really good logic.
I think he's got a lot of brownie points if he wants to get two extra dice.
All right, I tried.
I'm going to use two brownie points.
There you go.
Sorry.
I mean, you could go for five. You want to go for five brownie points? No?
No, I'm going to be rolling six dice as it is, so seven dice as it is. No ghost die.
That's good.
Ooh, disagree.
Not getting shot.
Oh, it probably wouldn't hurt that much. How much energy is in a boson dart? Like, barely any.
22.
Nice. That's good thing you spent those. Uh-huh.
Both ones were great.
All right. So I would say, what, right past the lady's shoulder?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's about to hit, and she just, like, jerks her shoulder down. It goes right over.
It looks like it's about to slam right into the Lady Ed's shoulder, and she just slides out of the way because she knows it's coming, and it just hits the thing, like, dead center in its chest.
Then what happens?
It screams out.
Say, give us a sound.
And then...
Nice.
Just don't do that scream again. That
best terrified scream ever.
Okay, so... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
People just wrecked their cars.
I almost did when I was listening to it. Like, in person, it didn't really faze me, but in the recording, I'm like, holy shit.
No, it makes, like, is really horrible squealing. You know, like, when you have a balloon with air in it, and you pull on it, and it makes that horrible squealing sound?
Yes.
It sounds like that.
That's the second balloon noise reference.
I'm trying to figure out how to make that happen with my mouth just now. I'm like...
Nope, you can't. Nobody can. It's literally impossible. Stop it.
I'm getting a balloon.
Somewhere in this house, we must have a balloon.
I threw out some.
Someone farted. That's Brad.
Oh my god, Grant.
Brad farts.
Give me my shirt. Except I want mine on the back.
And lower.
With a tiny little poop cloud.
Yeah. Yeah, tramp stamp my shirt.
So.
All right. So I just bostarn darted it.
Yep. Bam. And the thing, you know, it makes that horrible screeching sound. It knocks it. I know, it's got really nowhere to go. Can't really go backwards anywhere, and you can't go forward because of the lady, so.
Does it let its guard down?
Probably. I mean, it got shot.
Can I, like, pierce its black heart?
You can try.
Cool.
I'm going to ready a trap.
A trip trap?
A trippy trap.
That's five. Sorry. I forgot how to count for a second. Sorry, folks.
Don't forget, you guys have some shit in your traps.
Oh.
Is this...
Yeah, but our traps can hold.
They're
practically limitless, yeah. Well, for all intents and purposes. Difficulty to pierce black cards?
Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Hey-o, that guy.
Wow. It's a lawsuit.
That's an advertisement.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We love you, Screen Rant.
Oh, that's who he is. I do love him.
Let's see. Well, it's point blank.
Yeah, but it's a melee weapon.
But it's a melee weapon and also difficulty. So, want to say 15? Are you spending any points or anything?
Nope. I'm choosing not to use her sorting as well.
Wow.
Eight dice on a 15. It makes me nervous.
That's true.
You can do it, but don't do it too hard.
Yeah, it makes me nervous. I think I'd rather have to spend the three afterwards and with the chance of a ghost.
Ooh.
Yeah, good thing I didn't. That's a 10, 15, 17.
17. You just got it.
Yep.
But she knows exactly how much strength to use.
Yep. It is distraction, and it's distraction. You turn the sword, and you plunge yours into it. And it actually kind of makes a hole that looks a lot like, you know, when you poke your finger through a piece of paper. It kind of looks like that.
All right. She's going to twist and then pull up as if to cut it up through the middle.
All right. Slices right through. And the thing kind of, like, it wobbles back and forth for a bit. and you can see the black's trying to knit itself back together.
Quickly, the box.
Yep.
The ghost box.
Slap in the trap.
Slap Did you say trap. Flap in the trap?
I activate the trap.
Well, you still got to get the at least a capture stream on it.
Ah. Yeah. Haha. Yes.
So you could do that and I could drop the trap.
Yeah.
Good, because my bow's under it. I'm out of commission for a round.
The lady's going to dart backwards and be at a ready stance.
Was it still 10?
Yeah. Yeah, because you're still at.
What happens if you get too low on brownie points?
Nothing.
You die a horrible death.
If you get hit, your life is technically brownie points. If you don't have brownie points to spend when you take a hit, you really have to burn a characteristic point.
And
that gets you 20 back.
Okay.
Although it takes 30 to buy it. Oh, that's good.
Very few 19. Ghost eyes this time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nope. No ghost eye.
You hit it. You can see, you know, your beam comes out, hits it, and then the capture stream starts to wrap around it. Yeah, so you hit it.
Neat. Cool.
Sweet.
I'm going to do something real quick.
Oh.
That's awful.
That's a lot.
Well, 7. Every time. It's not like it changes.
You know, we kind of cut it in half. I feel like you should be on like
19.
3.5. But we can round down to a 3.
Yeah.
Which one of you is farthest away?
Probably Mason, I would think. Sure. I have no idea. I'm just guessing.
Lucky Mason was in my head.
Sliming and Capture Stream, I feel like, are closer than a Bosun Dart.
Yeah.
But Lady Ed's closest to obviously be cutting it up.
Actually touching it.
And what were you doing again, Mason? Oh, you had just Bosun Darted.
Mm-hmm.
So from behind you, you hear, "Unhand that! That's mine!" And then you feel something slam into you and you get knocked aside.
What on earth?
Oh, shit.
Or something.
I don't know. I turn around and I look at it.
Let's do an action to see if you can keep yourself from tripping.
Parkour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like parkour is all about not falling.
Yeah.
I would say that's literally the definition. If you look it up, it probably is running without falling.
Running and jumping.
Without falling.
Without falling.
With style.
Is this Mason's falling shirt with style. The
falling with style.
No ghost eye.
Good.
27.
Jesus.
I caramba.
I think all you right. got it.
Yeah. Yep. I've only gotten 3 more.
Yeah. Just under ridiculous.
All right. Well, yeah, you get your boon. You get a boon. You did not fall. Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mason did not fall.
Woo.
Right. There's another one.
Parkour.
Hardcore parkour.
You still want me to slide the trap into the one you have caught so we can at least get rid of that?
Yeah.
Wait, but what does he see?
Huh?
What does he see?
Yeah, I turned around and looked at it.
Oh, right, right.
You see a small child, about 8.
Is that always the kid?
Maybe 10.
Like a regular looking kid?
No, he's got this little green getup on. He's holding a small golden sword.
Uh-oh.
Real short sword. Kind of
looks exactly like
his
shadow.
Got his little hand on his hip. Yeah, it looks a lot like his shadow. Yeah. Yeah, about the same size.
Can I PKE it?
Sure. As long as you
roll
a ghost
die. Like a normal kid, though?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yes. He's not darkened or anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought
like
you
a little
that.
Boy
I
was just going never grows up.
It. It's sort of, yeah.
It's Peter Pan.
Oh, dice chairs
suck, man.
My brain's a 6.
Oh, shit.
The way that he said that, though. My brains are so good, they're 6.
Well, you know, Mason's brains, not Ben's brains.
Yeah.
Fuck you. 17 with a ghost eye.
Wow.
He appears to be possessed. It's giving off a possession aura. It appears to be a possession aura.
What about the ghost eye?
What about the ghost eye?
Thanks, Brad.
Oh, yes. Like I was going
that,
to
look almost
forget that right. one.
It depends. Had you guys tossed out the trap yet?
No, I was about to roll for it before everyone was like, but wait, Mason turned around and saw it.
Wonderful. I like
had readied
news.
The trap for the other guy, didn't I?
You'd readied it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
blow.
But then you had to shoot, so I'm guessing you're not ready to toss out trap while you're shooting.
No.
You hear a loud snap, like a rubber band snapping. And And the shadow, which is sort of like the top half's kind of springy because he's not fully attached yet.
And cut in half.
Well, not fully in half, but like some of it started to knit back together. That's the part that's springing back and forth a little bit as it tries to move. But it's clearly untethered now and trying to flee.
I'm going to start and stab it.
Are you still facing it?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to yell, slime the kid. He's possessed.
Are you just going to go for the straight joust?
Thrust.
I don't know. Thrust. Would depend on where it's going in comparison to where she's standing.
I was just thinking, quick move.
Ooh, stab
it's
it in the floor.
Trying to move to your left.
My left.
Like around you, yeah.
Okay. No, it probably wouldn't be a stab as much as a upward slash.
Okay.
Difficulty?
He's trying to get away, so I'd say hard.
I will use sorting.
Swording. We enunciate our W's, mister.
Some sixes. 12.
I like that there's plenty of high 17. Numbers and then just enough low numbers to make me think he didn't overdo it.
It's a happy mix.
Yes.
20.
Well, I mean, he'd have to get a 40 to really overdo it. So.
No,
yep.
27.
All right. You slash right into it. It does that little balloon squeal again.
I'm just going to keep slashing it like Link going on a frenzy.
Wow.
Just if it's going to keep knitting itself back up, I'm just going to cut it to ribbons.
All right. Anybody else?
I'm going to hose the kid.
I'm glad we're not being gross. We're being adults.
Yes.
Hose away.
Hose.
Certainly being adults.
I'm adulting all hard.
Difficulty?
Wow. Hard. Not hard. He's just sliming a kid.
Adult the kid super hard.
Yeah, he's not that far away from you, so I'd say 10. What's up?
Yeah.
17.
17 is a hit. It's definitely a hit.
Starting in the face and working down.
I mean, how else would you do it? Why would you want to hose his legs?
Yeah, no. Doesn't make any sense.
It's just stupid. So you can hear
you shot for the face?
Yeah. Yeah.
Suck it, little Timmy.
Oh.
That was more like Pete.
Oh, is that the ghost? That...
It's more like
poor
Pete.
Timmy Scratchit.
Yay! Right to the face.
Please, sir.
Listen to our Christmas episode. Again.
Given everything else in that episode, I'm imagining little Timmy Scratchit got eaten for dinner by his family after he killed her.
It had to be better than Snater.
I mean, nobody wants to eat Snater.
Snotor.
You can try to make it sound fancy. It's not going to help the taste.
No.
Today, we're going to be eating Snotor. It tasted okay. I only puked maybe 3 times, but I kept part of it down.
All right.
Yes, you hit it. He is nice and soaked. Not nice and soaked, but rudely soaked, I guess. It starts to fizzle. The little kid, you're not playing nice, and he charges at you.
Oh.
With his sword.
His little sword.
Well, he's a little sword. I mean, he can't hold a broadsword.
Can I?
You certainly can.
Can I use my parkour to try to trip him?
Trip him? Yes. Parkour? No.
Goes against the spirit of parkour. Don't you mean that means to go to jail?
3 6.
I have fast talk.
Wow, 24.
Wow,
beat that. I should have waited till after mates. You picked your brownie points. Totally gonna roll a ghost die.
Nope.
Oh, nice. I really like that bright orange die.
That one?
Yeah.
I like the purple and green one.
Yeah, my Joker die.
Yeah.
10, 27.
Nice. You beat me.
Wow.
So, yep. Yeah, he trips. His sword kind of sinks into the
wall. You didn't roll the ghost die because Matt would have.
Sinks.
Matt would have went with this.
Into the wall right between John's legs.
Oh,
I hate caramba.
And he just looks up. He's like, "Wah, you guys are play too rough."
I'm gonna chop. I continue chopping. Lady Ed continues chopping up.
Yes.
The shadow. like a good salad.
Do you still have your proton beam on it? Your capture stream on it?
I assume I still have the capture stream.
Or is that what he broke out of? I was trying to understand better. I'm sorry.
I did break out. Forget about the capture stream. So yes, he broke out of it.
Because plot.
Yes, because plot. Plot armor. Because there's too much to take back at this point. Do you want to fire it again?
At the ribbons?
Yeah.
Yep.
Got to capture those ribbons up.
Yep. I can't keep spending all these brownie points.
Do you want to just toss out the trap?
Trap. Right, yeah, I'm going to toss out the trap.
Definitely scream it again.
It's a trap.
I feel like it's kind of preoccupied. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt to catch it.
I'm going to throw a trap out. Try to catch it.
All right, catching it might help.
Well, break the kid. Considering I don't want to proton beam the kid, I'm going to proton beam the shadow.
All right.
So, I'm sorry. I'll wait to go ahead.
Both of you got to roll.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, I take it back. Start with Ben's.
Okay.
You may not have to roll.
Cool. That'd be great.
Because traditionally, we have not done a roll for the trap, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
We've usually just decided that if it's gotten to the point where the trap goes out, you've caught it. And it's,
10?
Yeah.
No.
Where's the ghost eye?
Right there.
Oh.
8. No ghost.
Well, you missed. You missed with your capture stream. So now you'll have to roll with the trap. You know, that's not bad. I like that. If you don't have a capture stream on it.
Or don't have enough of them.
Well, if you don't have any, you'd have to roll really well with the trap. If you only have one, maybe it's a much easier roll.
Mm.
I kind of like that.
What does the shadow look like right now?
It's pretty slashed up. Kind of like...
little ribbons?
Like when kids are cutting up paper dolls. Okay. Except that one sadistic kid, me. Yeah, who was like, oh, that's fun. Look, it makes a bunch of people. Then you fold it back up and you're like, and then you open it back up. Yeah.
And they're headless?
Just threw up a little bit.
Well, it's not so completely headless. It's flopped behind it.
I think we found the arsonist.
Scissors, not fires. I like cutting things.
Okay, well. Moving on. Anyway, Lady Ed sees Francis getting ready to throw the trap out, and being super smart warrior, has a feeling where she's going to throw it, and is going to stop slashing, turn the light up to full, and try and direct the confetti towards where she thinks the trap's going to be.
Nice.
Lending.
Like
a die.
There you go.
Neat.
I like that.
Should I just keep it and give myself back a brownie point?
Yes, if you want to do that.
4 should be enough, right? I mean, it wasn't for me. So.
What was the difficulty? what's the difficulty?
That's true.
That might affect 10, things.
You said. Yeah, I'd say 10.
Oh.
Okay.
Eleven.
Oh. And no ghost eye.
There was nice silence there. See, when we follow all the rules, these rolls are a lot more tense. I like this. This is good. Paying attention is for smart people.
Why are we doing it then?
We're copying smart people.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Don't.
We haven't been drinking.
Oh, okay.
Don't what?
I thought you were going
well,
somewhere
Brad
else.
Has. I've seen him pick up his empty bottle like 4 times.
It's a little disappointing.
Sadly.
John is sad.
Aw, poor John.
John has a drinking problem.
John needs a beer.
John does have a drinking problem.
I've written your character into a big old drinking problem. You're welcome.
My PTSD has reached into, I'm an alcoholic.
It wouldn't be Saga Game Studio without somebody in a drinking problem.
And it actually kind of fits the character. That does work out really well.
Yeah.
All right, so the trap just, you know, you huck it. It flips around in air and just lands perfectly as they do. And activates.
How satisfying.
You know, actually, I'm doing this again. I kind of like the idea that it just activates on landing.
Mm.
Okay. Like you guys might also have separate buttons for if you have had it out for a while. But when you toss it out, when it hits, it just activates.
Yeah, it could be like a switch where it's like, sliding mode where there's a button and tossing mode where it's just impact.
Yep.
Or
yeah,
or
maybe it has a ghost sensor button.
Yep.
I was with you until that last sound effect.
All right, you have now successfully caught the shadow.
The ribbons.
Yes, the ribbon shadows. Huh. And the little kid, my shadow, give me back my shadow. Wah!
Can I tackle him?
Don't tackle the kid. John, just slam him again.
Slime him.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Could we, with the slimer...
Oh, let's goggle. Can we tell if he's less possessed with the goggles?
That's a good point.
Do you want to finish your thought first?
I'm sorry, Brad.
Is there maybe like a future development idea if we can't do it right now, but with the slime pack, just kind of like a... I keep picturing like Flubber hitting a guy in the mouth that just tapes their mouth shut. Like a small, almost like a...
Yeah.
Bullet, if you will, that just...
All right. Okay.
A boing flip with only a boing?
Right.
Just like a little bit of glue or whatever.
No whip. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's certainly something to do in the future.
Development idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, no. Scan him again. See if he's coming off his crazy little Peter Pan high.
If it's any less possessed.
Did I give you guys a number for him before? I don't think I did.
No, not a power level.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay, keep going. But you know what the ghost was, or the shadow.
Yeah.
14.
Yep, you definitely scan him successfully, so kudos to you.
Huzzah!
Already being covered in it, he looks about a 5.
Possessed or actually a ghost?
Possessed.
And Lady Head just like
I was gonna ask, you're healed.
Smack him in the head and just kick the ghost out.
Is it power Ed compels you?
Is it clear that he's possessed?
Yes.
So we spoiler to the audience, we just recorded a minisode where the fifth helps depossess someone. Now does Lady Ed have a similar power? To you, Ghostmaster.
Isn't the fifth there with you?
Now he's napping in the car.
Is he? Okay. I couldn't remember if he was napping with that or not. He stayed to guard?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't remember if we covered that last time.
Well, we didn't. We just glossed over it. But at this point, we're in too deep. He's napping in the car.
Okay. And we haven't heard him bark at all, so.
Yeah.
That, or he's just going to appear like he does sometimes?
Mm. Sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah. She
gonna last.
I'm sure she knows how to exercise a spirit.
In which case?
One, two.
She's gonna make him do
or like lips. A Doctor Strange, you know, the master hits Doctor Strange in like the beginning and just
knocks the spirit right out of the body. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to be careful with that. You don't want to knock both spirits out of the body.
Well, Lady Ed is
like
going
a ghost die.
Do that. And I'm gonna hand over the reins to the ghost master to describe what that looks like. And I'll roll whatever dice he tells me.
If you roll a ghost die and a ridiculous success, you will be haunted by this child for the rest of your life.
Now is that Lady Ed?
I was gonna say Lady Ed or Ed?
Or is Ed just going to have a tiny human voice and be really confused?
Why the fuck is this thing following me?
What would you like it to look
what
like?
The people what, like.
What are you envisioning? Like how would the Eds
depossess?
Exercise a possession.
The demon.
Because you channel your energy, do you just let it flow out from your hand and almost like a flashlight?
I do love the idea of you walking up and just putting your hand on the kid's forehead.
I think it's kind of like that.
You could even just reach like you're grabbing a fistful of the kid's hair and just kind of pull the ghost out.
No, I think it has to be
Kali Ma.
More controlled than that. So I think Lady Ed approaches the child.
Who's having a tantrum.
Yep.
Full tantrum.
She's the sword, kneels down in front of him and lays her left hand on his head. So her thumb and pinky finger kind of like wrapping around his temples. And then puts her right hand on his chest and kind of like exerts pressure with both her hands. And then she channels into the kid with her right hand and then tries to pull the channeling with the bad voodoo juju out from the forehead.
Okay.
And pulling it out while pushing.
Does she actually move her hand backwards like she's trying to pull the spirit out?
Yeah, I think it's her left hand's shaking as it's trying to like latch hold of the spirit as it's being forced up through the channeling from the right hand. And then once she gets it, it just exerting more pressure and pulling it out. So yeah, her hand's actually moving away, kind of like strings attached to the spirit. I have no idea what that would look like, what the spirit looks like as it's trying to fight to stay in the body, though.
I would say that the spirit probably literally spins around and reaches right in and grabs a hold. So as you pull the kid, let's say the ghost spirit out, the kid ghost child.
Mm.
As you try to pull the ghost child out, it latches its fists into the child, and you can see the spirit that you're pulling out is sort of a reddish brown.
Okay.
And it starts to tug, and you can see the edges of a white spirit start to pull away from the kid.
All right, she's gonna shock the ghost kid by channeling a brief burst with her left hand. Kind of like, shock it. Yeah, I'm getting real specific here.
Yep.
Shock it. And just kind of murmur, release his spirit. Let him live like you could not.
Does anybody else want to do anything as well?
I'm watching in awe.
Yeah, this is like, fascinating.
I'm not firing a proton beam right there.
I thought the dad in the group would want to chastise the kid for his tantrum.
You gotta bend him over your knee.
Later.
All right, give me a roll.
Cool, because that's what Ed usually rolls for.
For his spirity stuff.
Yeah. So it's a 5, of course. Cool. That's a 3, and I'm imagining supernatural channeling is going to be your talent.
I would think so.
Difficulty?
Oh,
10. Okay. No, I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going to argue with that, am I?
Are you?
No.
He's trying to do math in his head real quick.
Fuck.
Fuck.
That's a ghost die.
Oh, snap.
I succeed with that's a ghost. That's good. 19 with a ghost.
Oh.
I mean, I know what I want to do.
I succeeded.
But I know you guys are going to get mad at me.
He's depossessed.
And now Ed has 2 spirits in him.
Oh. All right.
Or she pulls the spirit out, but loses control. It squirms, and it jumps into someone. Her or him or someone else. Just the kid's okay.
Oh, yeah, no. The kid, okay. Yeah. I don't want to. I guess I shouldn't be that mean.
I'll straight up murder you in real life.
Straight up.
What I was thinking, just so you know,
mm-hmm.
is he was only going to take like a small portion of the kid's soul.
Oh, hell no.
And then this kid's just going to be evil.
No. Just
for life.
Just indifferent.
Oh, that's sad too.
Yeah. Not enough to really cause problems, just enough to make him, not have a great life.
Meh.
Yeah, because just condemning
him
to an awful life.
1, 2, 3, 4, and then the ghost is going to be fun for everybody.
There's 6 sides to it. Never mind.
3. 1, 2, 3.
Lady Ed.
The most appropriate person for it to go into would be Ed, because Lady can fight for Ed.
Yep. Your body, the body you're using.
Is a temple.
Is now very cramped as it finally, so you're pulling, you send that last little charge in and you weren't quite ready for it to just let go all of a sudden, and it did. And so you've got that, oh, and it snaps right back and into you, and you expected it to go through, but it didn't go through.
That would be a great time for Ed to wake up.
There's a little boy in you.
And be like, what the fuck is going on?
This body is so clumsy.
What's this do? Slap! Slaps you right in the face.
No. Stop that. Don't do that.
Hee slap.
Oh my god, do we just get a new friend for Josie?
Can I have the other one too? Slap. I do!
What is your name, child?
Pete.
Pete?
Petey.
Tell me about yourself, Petey.
I'm awesome.
How are you awesome?
Want to play? I've been a little boy forever. Oh God. Can I have my shadow back?
Is
I'm afraid
Ed double possessed now.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you're hearing both halves of these conversations out of the same mouth. Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm afraid your shadow.
See, this is where I want to
taking a
boing someone's mouth shut.
Cation.
However, oh, can I have it? I need a new body.
Maybe if you're a
I'm always very good.
Good boy.
Yeah.
But I knew we say need that. To know how well you play.
Parents
with
always say that.
Others.
Oh.
So would you like to make some friends? I know two little children.
Yeah, you're my friend.
I am your friend. You may call me Lady Ed.
No, I will call you.
Don't even start. Oh. Now, would you like to be friends with two little ghost children?
Are they at nice? My home?
They are very nice. One is named Phyllis. The other's name's Josiah, but he likes to go by Josie.
Okay, but I get to keep my sword. And your arm goes up, and there's a shadow sword in it.
What the fuck?
I have no idea.
And then the shadow sword disappears, and he puts the arm back down.
As long as you don't use it on anyone, and you must understand, if you do, I will destroy you completely.
No, watch this. And it just swings the sword at Mason, and it just goes right through him. Just nothing. You feel nothing.
Oh, holy shit! Shit.
Like a shiver.
It's...
Yeah, that's
it doesn't. Cool. It doesn't manifest. It's an illusion. I am. The years have taken its toll on my senses.
He points down at the ground, and there's a sword sitting there. And he goes, "That's the real one."
Yeah. No, your, that's your real sword?
That's my real sword.
Well, we will take it back with us, and if we think it's safe, Master Mason will give it back to you.
Okay.
Now, yeah,
I really
to...
like Lady Ed being in Ed's body.
Now, you see in that see that cot over there? There's a human spirit that looks like an overgrown child. And there's another look. There's another bed now. Why don't you take a nap? And
did you just create a bed in Ed's mind?
Yes.
I'm not sleepy. No, bedtime is still. Read me a story.
Do spirits get sleepy?
All right, just get into bed and I will think of a story.
Yay! Zips right into bed. So as this whole thing is happening, yes, you're still hearing everything. You can see that the dark, you know, the darkness is starting to fade. You're starting to see streaks of light coming from the windows. The trees and vines that were left and the mist starts to vanish and everything starts to melt back down into black slime.
Great.
So you are still in a room that is about half covered in black slime.
But there's conveniently a comfortable chair to sit in while Lady Ed tells his ghost child a story.
I mean, if there isn't, there will be soon, but it'll be a little squishy.
She doesn't care. It's not her body.
Yeah. How about just... have them hose it, flip the cushions, then you're safe to sit down.
The Lady Ed gestures at the chair.
Yeah. That sounds about how efficient of a job I would do with that.
Yeah. Yep.
And she takes a seat. And are we doing this?
So as you, as everything starts to return back to normal... in this apartment, you can see the pipe that the black slime had come up. And also out in the hallway, there's all that is black slime too. Oh, great. So well, about fine. The only thing that's clean is the path that you came in, basically. So yeah, as you're out busily hosing everything down, the rest get, well, not Lady Ed, but so Frankie and Mason can get a chance to examine the pipe that was the black slime pipe.
Yeah.
And you can see that the pipe had burst.
Oh, okay.
Flooding this area with the black slime.
Hmm.
Okay, well that makes sense why it was so strong up here, but all right. Well, let's clean this area up and then I don't know, should we go get another slime pack and help John out?
Yeah, probably.
If you want to leave sometime today, yes.
Mason will go downstairs and switch out his proton pack for a sign pack and come back up.
Okay. Frankie, do you want to do like a quick check of the rest of the building?
Yep.
Looks good.
Cool. Guys, building looks good.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Now we can have little Petey's bedtime story.
Am I doing the story or are we just prepping for...
Oh, prep it. We'll do it on a mini-sode.
All right. Let me get comfortable.
And a better rhyme.
Oh.
I want rhyme and meter.
I can't do it. I'm not going to
meter. I am the pentameter.
Let's make a poem.
No, I don't mean like now.
I meant when you write it. I have a hard time with meter. All right.
Just hoping if I said it, you could do it.
I can do rhyme. That's fine.
All right. That'll work.
All right. Let me get comfortable. Oh. Do you miss a good...
This cot's not very comfy. Can you make it nicer?
Sure. What would you like?
I want a stuffed unicorn.
That's the one with the horse with the horn.
Yes, pointy horsey. My pokey horse.
Okay. There.
No, he's blue. All
right, now he's blue.
Yay!
Now get under the covers.
Okay. I'm not tired, though.
Well, you will be soon. Now, what kind of story would you like to hear?
I want a story about a little boy who never grows up.
Then let me tell you a story about a boy named Ed.
Yes.
Ah,
I like it.
Tale as old as time.
Yep.
And Ed as old as rhyme.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Guys, the building is clear. I checked the rest of it.
Well, that's good.
It seems like we've hit up everything, so just tidy up.
All right, great. I mean, the pipe did burst, so. All right, great. We'll just finish slamming down this floor, and we should be good to go.
Spectral Lady Ed splorches through a wall.
You have to carry him.
The two are asleep. I'm afraid I'm too tired dealing with the both of them to get him out. If one of you wouldn't mind carrying him down... I'm going to rest.
Well, thank you for the help, Lady Ed.
It
was a pleasure working with you.
I know.
We appreciate it.
Yep. Yeah.
I will see you at the residence. And she disappears.
Is there something we should do to the pipe since it burst? Is there any sort of like patchwork job we can do on it?
I mean, I'm not a plumber.
Used to be a traffic.
He's a mason.
Different life. Different
God,
life.
They haven't heard that part yet. Actually, they will
by the time this comes out, probably. I mean, you could just... You know what? Why don't we just see how much we can fill with our slime? Plug it right up.
Freezing.
Phrasing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I got that one.
And don't forget the kid's sword.
Yes.
I remembered that.
Okay.
All right, so we'll...
When you get back to the unconscious Ed, his pocket is vibrating.
I pull out his phone.
He has several missed messages, and also his phone is locked. I'm sure the password is Ed.
I was going to grab his finger and just put it on the...
the finger,
or just hold it up to his face.
Yeah,
whatever the
unlocking.
What would Ed do?
What would Ed do?
Yeah, how would he unlock
facial recognition?
Facial, probably.
I hold it up to his face.
It doesn't work because he doesn't have that goofy grin. I assume this is how he gets like.
This is not coming from me. This is all the Ghostmaster.
That's why I was asking you.
I'm not making. He just got hold up to his face. I don't know how facial.
But it was vibrating.
Works.
Is it currently ringing?
They have been text messages or whatever future text messages.
Well, we should at least be able to see the sender. The notification will still at least come up.
It is.
Sender in like the first line, and then you can see it.
That woman that you know in Ivan's building, not the receptionist, the other one. I cannot remember her name for the life of me.
Not Margie.
It's K something.
Oh.
That's not Marge.
Kylie?
No.
Okay. That's a cult.
Oh, right. That's right.
I'll see if I can find out my notes.
But it's her.
All right. Well, you want to start dragging him out, John? I'll help you drag him out and get him to the elevator. Or do you want to drag him down some stairs?
Hey, Frankie.
Yeah.
What's your girlfriend's name again?
Ethel.
Ethel. I knew it started with an E. I just couldn't remember.
No, as fun as that sounds, I'll grab his arms.
Okay. We're going to
hoist
up
Ed to the elevator.
Go to the elevator.
Because I'm not carrying his ass down the stairs.
Are you having trouble sleeping at night? Hearing sounds that may or may not actually be there? Is your pet talking to you and you swear you are losing your mind? If you've answered yes to one or more of these questions, then you may have ghosts. Call us today to get rid of those pesky phantoms. You'll be happy you did. 1-800-867-5309 for the Ghostbusters today. We are available 7 days a week, 365 days a year for all your ghostly needs. We have the professional equipment, the brains, the brawn, and an extensive history of busting ghosts. Ghostbusters holds no liability to any estate or property when hired to get rid of ghosts. Any damages accrued in capturing a ghost are at the cost of the client or clients, whether they in a personal dwelling or a professional building. Ghostbusters are a hired service and will accept tips, both monetary and existential in nature. All persons depicted in this are fictitious, and any similarities are just coincidence, and we owe you no money or no credit whatsoever, so stop calling us Darlene. We don't care that we sound like your niece Rebecca. Thank you, darlings. And just remember, if you hear anything spooky, give us a jingle. This has been the Ectocast, presented by Saga Games Studio. Ed the Fourth is played by Kevin, Mason by Ben, John by Brad, Frankie is by me, Dawn, and the Ghostmaster is Matt. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Ectocast and at www.sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs. The outro is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Feel free to give us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcasting app. Thank you so much for listening.